Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal. On the show with us this week, we've got Suicide Silence singer Eddie Hermida talking about the new album, You Can't Stop Me. Eddie, gotta ask, what do you love even more about this band now compared to before when you weren't a member of it?
Well, you know, when being in the band, it's a good vibe with these guys. You know, the everything is trying to be really organic, and we've all been friends for so long. It's just a matter of us getting along and kicking butts together, you know?
From the new Suicide Silence album, You Can't Stop Me, It Ceased to Exist on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie, Eddie Hermida of Suicide Silence on the show with us. You Can't Stop Me out now. From your perspective, coming into this band, what had to be your number one priority, and how did you keep yourself focused on that?
My priorities were to just come in and keep the band moving forward, you know, basically just to make sure that we were all here together and paying homage and living up to our brother Mitch's name. They all worked their asses off for so long being in this band together that I wanted to come in here and make sure that everything stayed moving forward, and the general attitude of the band was to never stop.
Quick break coming up on the show tonight. We've got Josta's weekly pick from the pit. That's coming up in just a little bit. Also going to be premiering new music from The Haunted. More with Eddie Hermida from Suicide Silence next. Full Metal Jackie, that was new music from Il Nino, Live Like There's No Tomorrow. They're out on the Mayhem Festival now. Also on the Mayhem Fest, you've got Suicide Silence. Eddie Hermida with us on the show tonight. And Eddie, working with lyrics that Mitch left behind must have been quite a surreal experience. Was there an overriding sense of responsibility you felt being entrusted with his words?
I don't think it was. We felt the responsibility to put those lyrics on. I think everybody read them and they were really perfect. And I don't know, man. Like, what better way to pay homage to somebody than to, you know, than to put the last bit of work that they did on this earth on a record? And you know, the lyrical content meant so much to us that you know, when we read the chorus of the song, which was You Can't Stop Me, it just worked out to be so perfect for what we wanted to do. And I remember writing it on the whiteboard, and it was a reminder every day that we have a bigger responsibility to the world than to ourselves, and to put out this record and to make sure that it was going to be a banger.
Full Metal Jackie with Eddie Hermida of Suicide Silence on the show with us tonight. Still to come tonight, going to be premiering new music from The Haunted. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Hatebreed's Jamie Josta. Possessed, that was The Exorcist. By the way, a movie that is replaying on the Independent Film Channel, or I believe that's the channel, and they've been playing it late at night. I've been watching it right before I go to bed. Great bedtime movie, I gotta say. Brand new music from The Haunted before that. That was Time Will Not Heal. A premiere for you here on the show. It's Full Metal Jackie, Eddie Hermida from Suicide Silence on the show with us this week. Their new album, You Can't Stop Me, is out now. And Eddie, the rest of the band was pretty certain you were the person best suited for Suicide Silence. But what about you? Was it just as obvious to you when they asked you to join?
Not really. I actually told the guys, I said, when they asked, I kind of did a double take, and I said, really? Like me? Like, there's so many people out there that, you know, have a lot more tattoos and are tall and, you know, kind of fit the aesthetic of the band a little bit better. But that was just the initial reaction. And then when I thought about it for a second, you know, it made even more sense to me. It was, you know, once I gave it a second look, it was just too perfect. It was, you know, the voice fit. The vibe fits. You know, I've been homies with these guys for so long, and it was just one of those situations where there was no way I was going to turn my back to my brother, and that there was no way that I was going to kind of toss aside a whole career like that. It was just, they worked their butts off for what they do, and I'm not the person to say no to them if they're asking me to help them continue moving forward.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Eddie Hermida from Suicide Silence on the show with us tonight. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and Eddie will pick a tune next. Full Metal Jackie with Elvati and Luxtos. They actually have a new album called Origins coming out on Tuesday. We've got Eddie Hermida from Suicide Silence on the show with us this evening. And Eddie, When you were recording You Can't Stop Me, what aspects of the songs excited you most, and what are you most excited about for people to hear now that it's out?
Honestly, the whole record, I think that front to back, we did the best we could as far as writing a record that was and encompasses everything that Suicide Silence has ever done. You know, I feel like progressively the record is the next step from the Black Crown. You know, like I feel like it's a continuation of what the band was already doing. And with me on vocals, you know, it's an adaptation for me. It was a matter of trying to get that Suicide Silence sound correct.
Quick break. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up and more with Eddie Ermida of Suicide Silence. Sadistic Embodiment from Cannibal Corpse. They are part of the Mayhem Festival, which lasts about another week or so. Eddie Ermida of Suicide Silence, who are also on the Mayhem Festival, on the show with us tonight. Their new album, You Can't Stop Me, is out now. And Eddie, what are the plans for the band beyond Mayhem?
To tour as much as we possibly can. So if you're a promoter out there, make sure you keep your ears to the ground and pick up the Suicide Silence show whenever we'll be coming by, because we're definitely going to be coming to your town. If you're not a promoter and you're just a kid that wants to come see the show and hang out, we will be in your town. Come bring us everything you want signed, as many cameras as you want to take pictures, and we'll be happy to meet you all and play as many shows as you want us to. We love what we do, and we love our fans very much.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Eddie. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jackie.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.